In the week Messi got married and the team of the season drew to a close, EA keep the celebrations going with a footy's teasing tweet. Could it make you richer or poorer? And for better or worse, we review the players that have surprised us the most in the last few weeks. All that on this week's Foot Weekly. Hello and welcome to week 41 of Foot Weekly. I'm Ben and I'm here, surprisingly enough, with Horace. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Good to be back. I've finished the web dev course that I've been doing for the last 3 months, which has taken up quite a lot of my time. Mm. So hopefully we'll be making some slightly more regular appearances, though still probably not quite every week.
We'll take what we're given. And I think you're going to give us some tasty reviews this week.
Yeah. I've not played as much FIFA over the last 3 months as I would have liked, but I have been, since TOTS come out, have tried out a fair few high-end players that I'll be sharing my thoughts on later.
Do you want to give us a little teaser? Who might we hear about?
Well, most of the Premier League TOTS players I've used, except Hazard and Ibra. No, I have used Ibra. Yeah, I don't know. Probably some Premier League ones.
So you haven't really revealed anything there. We're still in the dark.
Still in the dark.
It might be Premier League. What we've also got to talk about first of all is actually for the first time I felt quite sick playing FIFA. I mean, I know that often happens when you're playing weekend league, but we did experiment with the dynamic camera and it was quite unpleasant.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you have ever used it. Hit us with a tweet if you have, because we were just trying to find. Experiment with different camera angles, because Ben uses quite a different one to me and we were kind of just comparing and contrasting, and we tried out the dynamic camera and it's so close in. It's like it's just weird.
It is bizarre, and I don't know what it is that makes you feel kind of slightly queasy, but
yeah,
it just does.
Sort of motion sickness. It's moving so fast if you play long ball. Very weird experience. We were both finding kind of it was quite interesting in terms of doing like close control dribbling, because you're so close in. It's not quite like a pro camera where you're over the shoulder, but it's still a side view, but just incredibly zoomed in. And other than the motion sickness, it's potentially useful for dribbling.
Yeah, if you could like flick it on for certain points, that might be helpful. But in terms of you can't see much of the pitch. You'd have to really rely on that, the radar, I suppose.
Yeah, and just having really, really great intuitive sense of where your players are.
Yeah.
Trigger dribbling to the touchline and cutting it back.
Sounds familiar. Let's move on, because I am really feeling queasy now. Right, so the other interesting thing that's happened very recently was, of course, the SBC rewards that we had. We had those Team of the Season bonus reward, something or other, long name that they've been calling it. Where you did your SBC every week. And then you got an ultimate pack with a guaranteed Team of the Season item?
Yeah. So it was, if you did all six of the weekly Team of the Season SBCs, which were really cheap to do, I don't think any of them cost more than like, 4 or 5K, realistically.
Yeah.
They were each one, I mean, not that it's especially relevant now, but each one used a couple of players from clubs or leagues in the Tuesday Team of the Season release. So they're kind of less favoured, not the less favoured, but the non-top leagues.
Yeah.
And if you did all six, you got a guaranteed Team of the Season item in an ultimate pack. Who did you get, Ben?
I got an extremely competitive weekend league player. 85 rated Tom Kearney of, I think, Fulham, is it? Or he plays in the Championship anyway. Yeah, he's not looking great. He's also Scottish, so not much you can do.
Yeah, not many hybrid links there.
Yeah. I mean, I did get Boateng, though. So I got a walkout, which was nice.
Nice.
But I thought it would be a Team of the Season. So
yeah, that must have been kind of gutting when you saw the walkout and then it's a non-blue flare. That is disappointing. Yeah, I got. I also got Boateng, brother, Kevin Prince, who is an interesting looking card. It's kind of weird. Mm. He's a striker by default. 4-star.
He's just
kind of
terrible
big.
Stamina, doesn't
he's
he?
Got awful stamina, like 67 or something.
Disappointing.
So yeah, I submitted him for the tradable TOTS SBC.
That's where mine went as well.
Outside of him, I got Javi Martinez, 85 rated. I think 282 rated players, and no one else in the pack was above 80.
Well, yeah, mine were pretty low rated.
Pretty awful, as that goes. That's like 26 players at 80 or below.
My brother also only got one Team of the Season. Again, not a particularly good one. Although he did get David Villa in form, which is kind of fun.
That's cool. The 87 one.
Yeah, the 87 one.
Decent card.
So that's not bad. But then, on the other hand, if you'd looked on Twitter, you'd probably think that everyone was getting about 5 Team of the Season.
Yeah, you could have been getting the impression that like literally everyone was packing multiple TOTS.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ben, you put out a poll on Twitter.
It demonstrates that Whistler was obviously slightly skewed in terms of, obviously not everyone's packing so many team of season items, but the poll does kind of suggest that maybe packing more than two is quite relatively common. I mean, do you want to go through the results?
Yeah, if we go through the results quickly, I mean, I'd take these with a slight pinch of salt because maybe people are more likely to respond to the poll if they did well or got lucky. But according to the poll, only 37% of people got just one team of the season. So that's 63% of people who responded to the poll got more than one team of the season in their pack.
I should just point out that we did have 620 responses, which is quite good. Like,
yeah, that's a solid number.
It's not a bad sample size.
So then in terms of the number of people who got two, that was 32% of respondents. 17% got three and 14% got four or more, which, I mean, you'd assume going at a kind of steady decline in likelihood of numbers, like most of those 14% that got four or more will have got four. But there were definitely, the most I saw in any pictures was six. I think I did see someone who got six plus a legend, which is pretty insane.
Wow.
But yeah, so it does seem like actually it was really quite likely to pack multiple tops in these packs, and you kind of can feel slightly hard done by if you're like us, only got one.
Yeah, and I think the really remarkable thing about this is it's very interesting when you compare it to what the kind of pack rate should have been. Even if you got two, if you compare that to the number of Team of the Season cards that are out there and the number of rare gold cards that are out there, actually should have been way higher than packing just two. I chatted to Foothead Dan, who's very kindly dug up some stats for us. He basically found that there are 1,011 rare gold players that you could have packed in your ultimate pack. And he also found that there were, I think, 274 Team of the Season players. Team of the Season players that you could have packed.
Yeah, so that's basically like you could have been looking at a sort of 1 in 5. I mean, there are...
Maybe 1 in 4, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a... Yeah, exactly. If all of the gold Team of the Season players had rare base cards, then that would be 1 in 4, because those 274 would knock out or just over a quarter of the 1,011 rare gold cards that you could pack by default. Some of them will actually have had non-rare base cards, so I don't know the exact number of possible rare gold cards that don't have TOTS items. So it's a slightly confusing metric, but basically it's you're looking at sort of 1 in 4, 1 in 5.
So in a pack cards, of 30 players.
Yeah, you would have expected to get like, what, 6, 7?
Yeah,
something like that.
Exactly. So that was realised for some people.
Some people did get that. Probably there will be people that got 7. I mean, maybe much beyond that is into realms of insanity.
But it does demonstrate that, I mean, everyone knows this, but it demonstrates in hard numbers that the idea that you have as good a chance of packing a special item as you do the base card
is just not the case. So it's not like you've got a... I mean, this is putting completely random numbers out. Say you've got a 1 in 1,000 chance of packing David Villa in any given pack when he's non-inform, just his regular rare gold card. If he has a TOTS card, you don't still have 1 in 1,000 chance of packing TOTS David Villa. It's probably marginally lower than that.
In fact, it seems like it's definitely the case. Otherwise, you would have seen 7 Team of the Season cards quite regularly.
Yeah.
And actually, very, very few people would have got one, just one.
Yeah, you would have been unbelievably unlucky to just get one rather than a bit unlucky.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks very much to Foothead Dan for doing that for us. We should mention that Foothead have recently taken on a kind of new, not new news team, but a group of people who are regularly posting reviews and things like that on there. And we were tweeted by a regular listener to say that we should let everyone know that they've been doing that, because they are really good in-depth written up reviews that people can go and have a look
at.
Yeah,
there's quite an interesting one on Tots Den Donker
at
the moment. That is a monster of a card if you've not had the chance to use him.
And actually, another interesting one was they were doing a comparison between Team of the Season Dembele and Team of the Season Thalvin. So
the French guy.
So check those out if you haven't. Just go to the Foothead website and it should be quite easy to find under the news section. But this obviously brings Team of the Season to a close. We've got some rewards, I think, next week for Foot Champs. Mm-hmm. So they'll be the last Team of the Season items to be packed, I suppose. But apart from that, have you found Team of the Season? Because I know we got Jamie's thoughts last week, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've kind of enjoyed it, to be honest. I think there's not been the sort of constant stream of SBCs that maybe some people thought content, might happen. Yeah. It was very, after the first week, we got the pattern. It's going to be one or two smaller leagues on a Tuesday, bigger league on a Friday, and one team of the season SBC every Tuesday, which was low cost, low reward. And yeah, I mean, so we didn't get that surprise factor, the sort of crazy hype where you don't know what's going to happen, like what are you going to do next, those crazy guys. But it was like a really solid stream of very high quality players for the most part. There were some duds in there, but that's always going to happen, because sometimes players that don't translate well to foot do well in real life.
And you got
to
pack someone in those team of the week, team of the season packs, of course.
exactly. But I've quite enjoyed it. I think the what was really cool was getting the team of the season SBCs last week, where you get a guaranteed TOTS card. That has really lowered the price of some of the kind of mid to low range TOTS cards that I was quite keen to try out, but didn't necessarily want to sink those coins in when I was trying to build like one super team. So players like Giuliano, Manuel Fernandez, both in the Russian league, Quaresma, picked all them up on the cheap and had a lot of fun mucking around with them. Not necessarily weekend league quality, any of them.
Yeah, this stage.
Stage where kind of every other game you're coming up against a full TOTS squad. Though obviously I'm contributing to that for the most part, so you can't complain. I've quite enjoyed it. I feel like prices aren't crazy because EA have provided lots of opportunities for all the players to be packed at kind of every level. So if you've been playing FIFA regularly, you will be able to try out some of these players, if not all. I'm quite happy with it. I've seen some criticisms of it, but overall I don't agree massively with them. I think EA handled it pretty well.
And did you have any luck with the team of season SBCs?
Not really. I got like, so the best, I did quite a few of them in the end. I wasn't counting, but I guess combined tradable and untradable, maybe 20, okay. 25. I kept one player, I think, which was an untradable Tolisso, which is pretty good. Yeah, but basically, he is. I tell a lie. I also packed. I completed my collection of untradable Premier League TOTS centre backs. I got, so when Premier League team of the season was in packs, doing the Premier League SBCs, I got Azpilicueta, Vertonghen, and Keane as the only TOTS cards I packed. And then I picked up Alderweireld as well just yesterday, in fact, just before the SBC expired, which was kind of nice, but I may well never use him. I didn't quite want to submit a 91 TOTS card into the tradable one. But yeah, other than him, Corentin Tolisso was the only one that I kept, and I found I probably had about a somewhere around 50% chance of having a walkout. I'd say, which surprised me. I kind of didn't realize how many of the TOTS cards weren't walkouts, I think, even though a lot of them are kind of like 87, 88 rated. And yeah, I feel like they didn't really give out as much as I was expecting.
Yeah, well, I only did about six, and in general, it was really poor, but my pack luck has been so atrocious over the last couple of months. Like, I haven't packed a player, you know, worth a decent amount, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
you know, you're talking like 60, maybe 50k plus, and to be honest, only very rarely players who are like 20-30k plus, maybe just because they were team of the season players basically. And I was very surprised when I did my last one and outwalked Marcus Alonso.
Nice.
So it was pretty good. It was tradable, and I sold him, and then a couple of hours later realized that I needed him and bought him
back. Did you make money or lose money on it?
I mean overall, obviously, overall I made points, made money, but sure. Yeah, so that was quite nice actually, because I hadn't had a walkout in ages and I hadn't had a player who was worth anything. So yeah, that kind of topped off team of the season quite nicely, and
solid,
quite good. But yeah, moving on from team of the season, we've obviously got, well, EA no sooner did the team of the season end, we've had the footies announcement.
So at 6:10 last night, at 6 o'clock, the EA team of the season with all the best players went out of packs, and lots of people were kind of thinking, ah, the end is nigh, kind of this is it for FIFA 17. But EA were like, no, the hype's not dying quite yet. And they tweeted in their exact wording, footies next Friday, calendar emoji, end of era premium player SBCs, football emoji, footies voting SBC, tick emoji. Marquee Chancer SBC's star emoji, and more details next week. And then a thumbs up. So quite exciting, quite a lot in there. Well,
they've got a lot of emojis, so it must be exciting.
Emojis. Yeah, they're definitely getting on the emoji bandwagon. Yeah. They want to show that they're engaging with the young folk. How do we want to unpack that? Start with footies?
Yeah, so footies, we did a bit of digging. By digging, I mean we Googled what last year's footies squad was. But we should run through just the categories. So footies works, as you kind of probably gathered, through a kind of nomination process. EA put up some players, and then those players are voted for by the general foot public.
Yeah, so they have like a bunch of categories, and then I think last year it was 4 players within each category, and you can vote in every category. You get 1 vote for the player that you think, not necessarily should deserve to win that category, but that you would most like to get a special card. And then at the end, I think last year they had 12 categories, which was a goalkeeper, a defender, sort of under best tackler, best skiller, so that was a bunch of 5-star skill players, long distance finisher, so it's a bunch of players with good long shots, best at headers, speaks for itself, yeah. Best weak foot, so it was a bunch of players with 5-star weak foot, one club man, which, as Ben was pointing out to me, kind of is probably going to be the same selection of players again.
It's quite hard to change that, isn't it?
That takes sort of 15, 20 years to build up.
Yeah.
Best work rate. So that was a bunch of, I guess, high players or just players that are known for really good stamina. Biggest year-on-year improvement. So that was, I think Riyad Mahrez won that last year.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a surprise package that had done incredibly well, having come from relative anonymity.
So you could see someone like maybe Lukaku getting that, considering his goal.
Potentially. Oh, he's, I guess, had a steady increase year on year. Most creative player and best return to form, which was that Ben Arfa card in the end last year.
Yeah, which is really,
really, really good card.
So this is interesting because obviously these are particular categories they've selected this year, but it may well be different. We know they like to change things up, so they might do something slightly different. But you know, you're thinking about players like best tackler. You're looking at someone like Smalling, of course. He's one of the kind of, I feel, dead certs to get a footies card. And then you've also got, I don't know, the problem with it is that obviously it could be kind of potentially similar to last year, and you want to kind of avoid that. But it should be noted that they've actually got footies voting SBCs, and what's not clear is whether the SBC is somehow a vote, or whether, do you know what I mean, or whether it's that it's just kind of going alongside the voting process.
Yeah, so like my initial assumption on seeing that footies voting SBCs was it would be, they'll like on the EA site somewhere, there'll be a place where the community all get to vote, and then there will be SBCs on for special versions of whichever players win those votes. But yeah, Ben, you were pointing out it could potentially be that there's a repeatable SBC or an SBC that you can only do once, where you can do an SBC and that counts as a vote.
I mean, this might be kind of too,
I mean, yeah, blue sky thinking,
but like potentially you could have an SBC where you have to submit the player that you want to become a footies item. But I mean, I don't know, because say there's like 4 SBCs, say it's, I don't know, skillers, and you've got like Nani and Charisma and people like that, like how are they gonna make it so you can't do the others as well?
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll make it so you can do them. I don't know, it's a strange
thing.
We'll
just have to see what they end up doing.
Yeah.
On that. I guess the one other thing to mention about how they did footies last year was they spent, I think it was like during the voting process, all of the nominees, all the players that were up for voting, had pink versions of their card that were in packs, but just with their normal stats. And then when the winners were announced, all of the pre-existing pink cards of that player were upgraded to like boosted stats, like a couple of overalls up, and some of them had really nice stats, like looking at the winners I mentioned, the Ben Arfa, but he had like 91 shooting, like 94 dribbling, kind of a hefty upgrade. Kevin De Bruyne had a 94 rated footies card last year, so
yeah, which is crazy.
If it maintains that rating system, they will be below tots, but like another inform.
Yeah, a bit like Foot Birthday maybe.
Yeah, a bit like that, I think.
The problem with the system I felt was that they didn't really pick players who hadn't had informs before necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like the idea that these were like players that hadn't had special cards. I mean, I'm not that keen to play against Smalling, but
lead us to having really overpowered Smalling and Musa from
and Bailly, and
Musa has now had a had an inform, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. But there's only so many players because there's been so many special items this year that they can actually find which don't have special cards. So it's a bit different this year, I think. But it would have been nice to kind of like give those players a chance to be competitive because your standard card just doesn't feel competitive anymore. And yeah, it's interesting. I think it will prolong people's interest in the game to an extent, but you wonder how much it will. The one thing that I think will really get people going, though, is the end of an era SBCs.
Yeah.
So they're premium player SBCs, so the bump on those players is going to be huge.
Yeah, and if we think about the Torres premium SBC we saw before, that was turning a like pretty average 81 rated card, only he'd had an inform, into like for a month or so, or for a few weeks, he was one of the best strikers in the game.
Yeah. And I think potentially we've got some really interesting ones because, of course, Totti is the one that many people would say is guaranteed. You've got Lahm, could be interesting, potentially position change as well.
Could CDM Lahm. Yeah, that could be pretty, really strong.
Pretty good, especially with this team of the season, if they match that in terms of, you know, technical ability. But with these cards, I think a bit like we saw at Foot Birthday, they're likely to be classic in their stats as well. So we could see, like, I guess, presumably Lahm could have sort of high 80s pace, something like that, which could be a really, really strong card. And then the other players that we'll potentially see, apart from Totti, of course, is two Liverpool players, perhaps Gerrard.
Yeah.
Be very good. I mean, he'll be unbelievably expensive, you'd imagine. And Xabi Alonso, another really potentially amazing card, especially with his work rates. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of pace he'd get, I would suggest.
Yeah, he's never been that quick.
That's
I'd
the
have
problem,
thought
yeah.
Maybe high 60s, low 70s at a push.
If he got sort of mid-70s, he'd be excellent, especially with his work rate. And he's not a weak guy. He'd probably be fairly strong.
I mean, Gerrard will probably, if he did get a card with classic stats, could probably get high 70s pace.
Definitely.
Maybe even low 80s.
Yeah, maybe even low 80s. I mean, he'd be
a phenomenal card, I think. If he had like a 92, maybe, something like that. Sort of like a precursor to maybe a legend card next year, or an icon, sorry. In terms of a precedent for comparison between like a team of the season and a premium SBC card, like David Luiz, I think, is the only guy, one of the premium SBC cards that we got before that also got team of the season. His team of the season is two ratings higher, with stats sort of, I think all of his team of the season stats are better. It's not like the Foot Birthday thing where like Eto's got some classic stats on him where he's got like on his Foot Birthday card, he's got a 90 pace. But then his other stats are a bit lower than his team of the season, though his team of the season only has 80-odd pace.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, we could potentially see them being in the 90s, which would be pretty amazing. But yeah, on to some other stuff which, you know, probably less significant in terms of usability of the cards, but something very interesting and novel, nonetheless, is the idea of marquee transfer SBCs.
Yeah, I mean, we've got no idea what sort of rating that'll be. Like, how high profile a player will it have to be to qualify as a marquee transfer? I saw, I think, I Am French possibly suggesting an Arsenal Lacazette card would be very kind of highly sought after SBC.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be huge.
But I mean, if these marquee transfers were literally just for a transferred version of the card, they could be quite cheap because at this stage of the game, even like the hype of getting, again, to use the same example, like a Lacazette card at Arsenal, if it's his 85 rated card, it's not actually that competitive and there are better strikers in the Premier League. But if it's like an 88 or even like above his highest inform, which would put it at like 92, 91, something like that, that would be like suddenly a sort of probably 800k to a mil maybe. I can imagine if people had that sort of money left lying around post tots, which maybe not many of us do.
No, well, it's interesting. And one of the things that suggests to me that it might just be the standard card, how that would work in terms of the fact that it's impacts anyway, I don't know, but what suggests to me that that might be the case is that if you look at the graphic that EA have produced for this announcement on the Ultimate Team sort of menus, it shows three different cards to card types. One of them is a premium SPC, we know that, and the other one is clearly footy. Well, the other two are both kind of pink and black, which suggests footies, but the one on the left has like the gold overlay, so
gold trim across
gold
the top
trim
and bottom of where the stats will go.
Yeah, but they were so similar that it almost makes you think, could really one be transfers and one be footies? And I wonder whether and if there was another one for transfers, surely they'd have that.
Though, I suppose the transfers could be the regular SBC card. It could be again, to use the example of Lacazette, maybe in line with their previous best rated SBC card. So yeah, it's like how you've got kind of SBCs generally, and Emre Can's the weird exemption to this rule, but generally SBC ratings and inform ratings are kind of two separate and parallel things. They're not, they don't match up necessarily.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So that, I mean, that gives hope that they'll be usable cards, I suppose.
Yeah,
certainly that Lacazette SBC is known to be a pretty solid, reliable card.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I always struggle when I come up against him.
Yeah,
I'm now using his team of the season card, which is a bit of a monster. And I mean, EA are going to have said they'll give us more info next week. So maybe look out for information kind of Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see what kind of effect this has on the market. We don't have Jamie this week to kind of fill us in. But I feel like, you know, it is that kind of stage in the game where I'm not sure whether market information is necessarily that useful. People tend to try and have fun, try a few teams and keep themselves kind of interested in the game in whatever way possible, and that doesn't generally involve trading.
Yeah, a lot of the trading community is sort of now in fun mode where they've kind of worked their asses off all year to have a massive coin total and are now just spending it and are much less concerned about making money back on the players they buy.
Yeah, and in saying that, we'll be able to hear from them shortly. A few of them have volunteered to jump into a podcast, a little bit of a round table, and give their thoughts on what they're hoping to see in FIFA 18. So look forward to that over the next couple of weeks, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just with regards to this tweet that EA put out, it did lead to a bit of a spike in prices, particularly some of those players that might get an end of an era SBC. Some of their regular cards kind of shot up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, Totti's as well cards as just, went up a lot. Yeah,
Totti's cards, Lahm, I think, rose a bit. But as well as that, I think we also saw a bit of a rise in just kind of general high-rated but normally cheap golds, because they're sort of standard SBC fodder.
Yeah, exactly. So time for a bit of post before we head off for a quick break. We've got a few questions in. One of the ones that stood out for me was a question about strikers. It's always fun to kind of compare our favourites. And Nick asks on Twitter, @ForWeeklyPod, what's your favourite strikers, special and non-special, from Foot 17?
Ooh, special. I feel like I talk about Player of the Month, Zlatan, like any opportunity. he's like probably the single card I've used most this year and has had a really good goals to game ratio for me. He's really good. Outside of him trying to like branch out and be a bit more interesting, maybe second form Perisic, playing him at striker for a while, he's like phenomenal. Though I've also been using the 90 rated Son. He's really good, but kind of boring. Merton's really good. Premium SBC Elshar, they're all pretty strong cards. As a non-special card, probably the strongest I've used is Dybala, I'd say. Like, literally just his 85, not even upgraded.
That's what I was going to say for the non-special. Yeah, he is amazing, actually. I don't think there are many other players that are still competitive at this stage as much as Dybala is.
Yeah, he is something about how his, like, the agility on that card is kind of broken.
And the fact he doesn't feel that weak, I think.
Well. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he's still very, I mean, like, I've used him recently and he's still very good, actually. And then on to special for me, I think probably it's got to be, well, I have been fortunate enough to use the various Ronaldo striker cards, and actually a lot of people say, oh, you know, high stats is not always like performant, don't always perform in game. I've had problems with the Ronaldo striker cards. He's not as consistent as you might think, especially in finishing, but he is just like, I mean, he's so quick. Like, I don't think I've used a player as quick as him. He can get a goal from distance. Like, you know, he has everything, and 5-star skills as well. But, you know, it just wasn't worth locking up 3 mil in a player. So he is the best player, like best striker I've used by far. But I don't think he's worth.
Unless you're not making any compromises in the rest of your team, it's basically not worth locking up that many coins.
Yeah, and even the 1 point, maybe the 1.4 you could justify for the striker card. I think it's down at 1.4, 1.6
but the 95 or 96.
95 striker, yeah. Was maybe more worth it. But the problem with that card, I felt, is his balance just wasn't good enough.
Interesting.
And you had to play him with Engine. And as a result, his like finishing really suffered. So I think, and whereas with the Man of the Match, I'd play him with Engine to boost the balance. But his finishing just wouldn't suffer. So,
yeah,
it's interesting. Like, he's definitely worth a go. If you have the coins at this stage, why not give him a go? But I'm not so sure he's worth the coins if you're going to spend most of your budget on him.
Cool. Yeah. No, good question, actually. Quite interesting.
Yeah, enjoyed that.
Think about the non-rare cards as well.
And actually, Dan, @FootTraderX, messaged on last week's pod just saying, love the little bit in the middle about the headphone volume. because basically over the last couple of weeks haven't managed to be as thorough with editing just because I've been really, really busy. So there are a few bits left in for you all to enjoy.
yeah, always nice to get a bit of behind the scenes insight into kind of how the magic happens.
Yeah, well, we're about to leave you for a second, have a little break, and we'll be back for the second half. Plenty of reviews, probably not much looking at players, but reviews we'll definitely do.
Yeah, see you soon.
Well, welcome back. It's been quite an enlightening break for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Just after we stopped recording, Ben said to me, oh yeah, did you see that there's going to be a Foot birthday card as reward for the Daily Knockout next week? I looked at him, shocked, and said, no, surely not. And we went and checked on console, and I was technically right, but the week after this coming one, there is a Foot birthday player as a reward. It's a two tournament week, so it's Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday. Both of those, you can get a Foot birthday card as a tournament reward. And if it's going to be the same as the team in the season one we got this week, then it should be tradable.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting.
That should be pretty good. I mean, the interesting thing about it is what's going to happen to player prices of birthday cards. Is it that the birthday cards are going to be required for an SBC and that's why they're bringing them out? Because obviously that coincides with what we've seen last week. And if that is the case, then obviously maybe buying some discard for birthday cards would actually be a good thing.
Mm.
But on the other hand, if they're not required, then you'll probably see a drop of the higher end players, like slightly more valued players like Abate, who is one of the best Calcio Serie A right backs this year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are some solid cards in that for birthday squad. Yeah. Kind of Ashley Cole, I think, is probably technically still the best English left back.
Yeah, definitely
in the game.
Who else was there?
David Villa.
Yeah,
Ray Shonkard, Eto. God, yeah, that David Luiz. It's like an 87 rated centre back. Really strong card. So there are some really good cards in there. I mean, there are some pretty shit ones.
But, yeah.
You kind of have to think it'll be something to do with an SBC, because otherwise it just feels quite random.
Yeah, exactly. But this does coincide with the rewards for the coming month. So in the next month, they're changing the rewards for Weekend League to try and make it a bit more interesting. I mean, obviously, Team of the Season's been and gone, so they moved on to doing what's called Best of October. So it's obviously going to be players from October, and apparently that can include one-to-watch items as well. And I think Scream and all the kind of various things that came out in October. So that's kind of interesting. And you wonder whether that'll be a selection of players, rather, because it's Best of, will it be a selection of players from that month?
Yeah, it's kind of like, does Best of mean it's the Best of October because it's players that got special cards in October? Or is it the Best of those special cards from October?
Yeah.
So kind of either way, because yeah, I think no one really wants 81 rated informs at this point. But equally, how generous will they be? We don't know.
I mean, the way they do card weights, there's no reason why they can't put in only a couple of dud players, but people pack them loads, because that's often what seems to happen. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did do like a selection of players. Obviously, you've got like, I think if you've got 95 and 96 Ronaldo in October, possibly.
Certainly, they were both around that time, weren't they?
So that could be pretty crazy. I think it's actually going to include a bit of September, you would have thought, because that was obviously, I think that was maybe one team of the week before October. Might be wrong about that. But
maybe the last week in August, in September.
Yeah, possibly. Either way, it looks promising. It's something fresh. Well, it's not actually fresh. It's kind of stored in a cupboard for a lengthy period, and it's being resurrected for everyone to feed off. But, you know, it could work. It could generate some more interest in the game.
And, I mean, it's certainly going to be better than getting a selection of cards from the current team of the weeks, not least because I think if you finish top 100 in July, I don't even know if there will be 44 gold informs.
That's
in
a very
July.
Good point. Yeah. I mean, you've led us on very nicely there onto this team of the week, which is a particularly bad one. I don't even know whether it's worth mentioning anyone. Obviously, we've got Apara. EA, I think, deliberately trolling me over the last couple of weeks, mentioned quite a few times how they haven't been very consistent with their awarding of cards. Apara got a Scream item. That's a 74. So therefore, if you follow, I mean, nobody's got, you know, the same rating as their Scream item before, so that's really strange. You'd expect him to be a gold. Last week I complained because there was a silver that should have been a silver inform and was a gold, so I don't know what they're doing. But this Apara card actually looks amazing. It's probably by far the best silver centre-back in the game.
85 pace on a silver centre-back, 76 defending. You can boost that massively with Shadow, 85 physical. He looks insane, to be honest.
The only thing is, he's not a massive upgrade on his Scream card. The stat boost is okay. But I mean, if you look at it on the card, it's very minimal actually, which is somewhat surprising.
Yeah, I mean, in game, it's basically 2 points on all the defending and like one on all his physical stats between the Scream and the Inform. That being said, the Scream is not much cheaper, so they're kind of priced similarly. Something to bear in mind, we will probably get an MLS All-Stars squad at some point, so he may well get a really OP gold.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be amazing.
At that point. The only gold, speaking of, worth mentioning, I think, in this team of the week is Rigoni, the Argentine left mid. He's got 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills, plays for Independiente, and he's actually, he looks decent.
Yeah, he's not bad. Like, if you put engine on him, he's got, like, okay shooting anyway, but he looks fairly quick. He's agile. He's got good dribbling. He's got very, very good passing. So yeah, he looks like he could make a good left mid. Yeah.
And a notable 85 stamina as well on a kind of 84 rated inform is pretty solid.
Yeah, not terrible. And you can link him up with the man I mentioned last week, Benedetto. The team of the season card is excellent. So yeah, there's a few options there. And actually, there wasn't a good left-sided strong link or wing strong link to him before. So that's really good.
Yeah, he was very much the best of a bad bunch this week. Something we did get, slightly more interesting, on Friday night was a bunch of international man of the match cards, I think mostly from the under-21s. And there are some pretty solid looking cards in there.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing has been the position changes that a few of them had, and transfers. I mean, I say that, I actually think there's one transfer and one position change, which we're talking about here. But Bernardeschi, quite a physically decent winger, who many of you will know, has been moved to a striker. I mean, actually, we don't have card stats for these players, but he looks pretty good. He's got 4-star skills, 3-star weak foot, but 90 dribbling, 87 pace, and 85 shooting, with 75 physical and 86 passing, so not bad. And I think you had picked out a player which has had a transfer.
Yeah. So Bruma, who lots of people are quite a big fan of his TOTS card, I know, and just his base card, because he's really quick and strong, has got a left mid 83 rated man of the match item. It was some pretty decent card stats, obviously not quite as good as his TOTS. But the significant thing here is he's got a transfer to RB Leipzig in the Bundesliga. So that's a very nice kind of budget special item that you can get out on the left wing in the Bundesliga now. And of course, he provides a non-Bayern strong link into Renato Sanchez. So if you wanted to use that little beast, then there is that link there.
Absolutely. And then moving on to another player I'd like to mention quickly, Sol Neguez, used his... was 83 rated inform. Got him as a monthly. He's actually really strong. The only problem is he lacks a bit of stamina, but technically he was really good. And he isn't the slowest as well. We used anchor on him. He was very effective. Good work rates as well, which is rare in that league in terms of being high defensive, medium attacking. But yeah, would look forward to trying him out, to be honest. He's with a better stamina, he'd be great.
Yeah, I used his non-inform card and felt he was really like solid. But this was kind of maybe 4 or 5 months ago. So at this stage of the game, he definitely wouldn't be competitive. But this 85, never know. One last player I'd quite like to give a shout out to, Mitchell Weiser. He's got a right mid card. He's right back by default. He has he's really good going forward. He had an awesome silver team of the season last year with 4-star skills. And his 76 card, I really enjoyed using in like budget teams right at the start of the year. I was kind of hoping throughout the year he might get an inform. He's got one, or a special card, and it's not a right back anymore, which is slightly disappointing given the lack of good or kind of solid budget right backs in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I really enjoyed that team of the season, a silver card. I think I used it in quite a few gold teams, actually. It was really strong, and having the 4-star skills was good fun. But let's move on to some player reviews, actually. I think this has been informed by a tweet we had as part of the post section. I should quickly say that if you want to send us any post, please do at footweeklypod on Twitter or footweekly@mail.com. We really appreciate all your posts that you send in. We can't get to everything every week, and we apologise about that. But this one comes in from Jimmy, and I think you've got it, don't you?
Yeah. So he's asked, can we give examples of players that we've used that have proven to be better than we were expecting? And similarly, players that have been disappointments to us basically this year. I can certainly think of a couple. He's given an example of Totsu Kaku, saying he was a disappointment. I can slightly go along with that. I've used his team of the season card, and he, I think he's a lot cheaper now, but at the time he was fairly hefty in price. He was kind of 800k. I basically broke even on having him, and he was solid but not outstanding. And I think it's sort of a thing with Lukaku. people who are really good with Lukaku are really good with Lukaku.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And I like big, strong strikers, but just even with the sort of 80 or like a used engine with him, which gets him about 82 agility or maybe slightly higher, even with that, he just felt a bit clunky. Mm. He didn't quite match my play style. That being said, he is a really, really good card, just not the kind of truly god tier card that I was maybe expecting.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you do play some games against him, even his regular card at times this year, and you're just like, how am I going to get the ball off him?
Yeah, yeah, no, he had those games and those moments for me. It was just maybe not quite with the regularity I was hoping for.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So the player that I wanted to mention that was maybe slightly more disappointing was actually team of the season, Kante. Now, don't get
interesting
me,
one.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like I haven't used him for too many games, and the other thing to point out is that his regular card, it's more that his regular card is so good that I think there wasn't a way to significantly improve him. I even found the regular Kante's finishing amazing, just with engine, and I don't really know what it is about him, but I suppose he has that stat balance, which means that maybe putting boosts onto his stats don't significantly improve him overall, and maybe you just wouldn't necessarily notice the improvements that are made.
Yeah, I feel like the regular Kante is way better at finishing than he should be. Like whenever my opponent has a 1-on-1 with even like the 81 rated Kante, I'm always just thinking, yeah, it's probably a goal.
Yeah,
I think it's probably something to do with his balance.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Kind of, even if he's under pressure, that like his player technically is balanced and so kind of isn't shooting wildly. That being said, I've used this team this season card and have been pretty impressed. I think the biggest improvement is his shooting. Like you can feel much more confident taking on long shots with him in particular. His long shooting on this team this season card is really good.
Well, that's actually a good point. I haven't had too many opportunities to try shooting, so maybe long shooting. So maybe I'm being premature. And there is this element that maybe we've discussed before where you kind of have like player rot, but it's just because when I was using that Kante, the players I was playing against weren't as good.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously now when I come to use team of the season Kante, everyone else's players are team of the season players. So it's actually just kind of all relative.
You need that. It's kind of an arms race, isn't it?
Like yeah.
Exactly. You need to match everyone else just to stay competitive rather than getting these crazily overpowered players and dominating people, which you do occasionally get to do. But a lot of the time you're just playing people with similarly powerful players.
Well, exactly. So it's kind of interesting, and it's always worth bearing in mind, I guess, when you're coming to a decision on what you think of a player.
Yeah, for me, any other disappointments? I mean, there have probably been quite a few players over the course of the year who I thought aren't that good. One recently who was a big disappointment was team of the season Ederson, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a few people talking about him who rate him quite highly. I just personally felt his handling and positioning on long shots were real disappointments.
Kind of unredeemable.
Yeah, like kind of just regular De Gea beat him in almost every situation that I tried him out. Even kind of regular Handanovic or someone, who's another keeper that I rate quite highly. I'd prefer to have him in goal than that Ederson card. He's not a bad keeper. He just wasn't quite the keeper I was
expecting.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I did use him for a bit and I wasn't kind of convinced. He had good reflexes, but I felt like that was maybe his one strong point. But yeah, in terms of maybe more kind of positive terms, the players that have really impressed me and sort of gone beyond what I expected, I have to say, we talk about that idea of players getting worse over time. Well, originally I was used a lot of legend centre backs. I'd used Lalas, I'd used Cannavaro, and coming to this time in the year, they just aren't as effective. So I went out and bought myself Ferdinand, knowing that he's probably one of the best legend centre-backs in the game, if not the best. And I was still thinking, if you look at his stats compared with other players, other team of the season defenders, you could argue that maybe he's still not up there. But actually, despite having not fully maxed out defending stats like almost every other team of the season defender, he really does hold his own. He's quick. I've got Anchor on him and he's still very quick. He's very, very strong. He does have maxed out strength with Anchor. And his defending feels like fairly immaculate, and he doesn't have any problems with going forward too much despite medium. And I've just been really impressed with him. I think I was worried that it would be to the detriment of the teams I could make, because there wouldn't be a legend defender who kind of was of the caliber that team of season defenders are, but he does seem to be up there and he does seem very, very effective.
Yeah, whenever I've never used him, but whenever I've come up against him, Rio is a bit of a meh.
Yeah, and also as a Manchester United fan, it's nice to
that's fair. A player that I've used quite recently who did surprise me actually is quite a random shout, but the team of the knockout stage, Anderson Talisca from Besiktas, because I just needed a strong link into Quaresma's TOTS card. And he was a pleasant surprise. Yeah, he was. He's 6'2". He doesn't have crazy strength, but I think his height kind of helps him muscle people off the ball slightly, or kind of body people. His long shooting is really strong, and he feels quite agile for someone of his size. So he is a card. I mean, he's got a Team of the Season card. I was tempted to pick him up, but I actually had the Team of the Knockout stage untradeable from that SBC from ages ago, and I just was looking through my club and was like, oh yeah, I've got that guy. I'll just drop him into this squad. And so certainly I suspect his Team of the Season might be a bit of a hidden gem. I've not used that card specifically, but looking at the stats, I could see how it could be really solid.
Well, I've used his regular card earlier on in the game, and he was actually really good, kind of underrated. But it's funny, Quaresma is one of the Team of the Season items that I felt disappointed me slightly, because I thought his inform was just like godly early on in the game. And maybe that was just at that point, he was one of the best dribblers you could buy. I think undoubtedly the best dribbler you could get for the price, actually.
Relative to price, definitely.
At that point, yeah. Whereas his Team of the Season card is still very good, but I thought maybe like in terms of just his stamina's not great and his strength isn't amazing, so I think at this stage those things are very important, and maybe he's slightly let down by that. He's okay if you want to have fun in a fitness team, but I don't think he's going to be properly competitive. I'm saying that with a bit of a tinge of sadness, because I desperately wanted him to be amazing. But I just felt like it was, compare him to someone like Team of the Season Dembele, and he's just not there.
Just on another level.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I've used the Team of the Season Quaresma a fair bit, and kind of tend to agree. I've used him a little bit in weekend league, and he just wasn't quite at the right level. Daily knockout, he's tons of fun. The kind of average opponent you come up against in daily knockout is that kind of 10%, 15% lower skill than weekend league, and it does show.
And so what about Giuliano? I know you've used, and I obviously talked about him a few weeks ago. Thought he was very good. Have you found him usable in the weekend league?
I've used all his special cards throughout the year, and have always really liked him. His shooting is really, really strong. 3-star weak foot lets him down slightly. And again, also for weekend league, his height is maybe not ideal. I think I was possibly using him in the wrong role. He was centre forward in a false nine formation, and he just kind of got slightly bullied. But occasionally I would switch him up to a striker in a kind of two-striker formation. That works a lot better.
Yeah, I was using him in a two-striker actually, as a right striker, and I felt he was really, really effective there. It's only because he's slightly awkward to get into the team that I maybe didn't stick with him, because I did feel he was very good. I mean, you can go back and listen to the review. I'm sure some people will remember. I found him excellent, very aggressive and kind of tenacious, and found that quite helpful in that position. But as you say, maybe as a striker on his own, possibly less effective, maybe even just because of the weak foot.
Yeah, exactly. If your opponent knows that he's got a 3-star weak foot, and I feel like it's slightly weird to say, but he's got like a bad 3-star weak foot.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So it's like Dybala has a 3-star weak foot, but I don't feel that bad shooting on his right, whereas Giuliano has a 3-star weak foot, and I just don't trust his left foot at all.
Exactly, I know what you mean. It's like Suarez feels like he has like a really good 4-star weak foot.
So does Zlatan.
Yeah.
It does make me wonder, actually, if the weak foot star system is a rendering of like an actual 1-99 stat, or something like a graded stat.
Yeah, I mean, I know from a bit of insider investigations I did a few years ago that EA collect a lot of data as part of their EA Talent Scout kind of program. So there may well be plenty of things that they kind of have applied to the game which aren't displayed in stats and things like that. So it's kind of worth bearing in mind.
Yeah, or that they're sort of more complex than the game stats display. An interesting one to end on there.
Yeah, a little bit of thought-provoking ending. But yeah, I mean, as always, get in touch if you've got anything to say on the things we've discussed in this week's episode.
And of course, if you're not already, please do subscribe on whichever platforms you get your podcast through. So with that, goodbye.
Bye.